Hi, welcome back. In this video, we're going to discuss
that's okay. You know, it could be something like, okay, is a Christian Leaders Church an authorized church of Christian Leaders Alliance and Christian Leaders Institute or something like that, you know what I mean? I hear what you're saying, yeah.
What do you mean? Wally, you're still on.
My bad, dude.
You're cool. You're cool, bro. You're good, bro.
Here we go. All
right. Talking to me or what? Then I got it. Hi, welcome back. In this video, we're going to discuss oligopoly, duopoly, and collusion. Okay, here we want to kind of demonstrate, what an oligopoly would look like, right? Few sellers, right? Here you can see we have three main sellers, right? We may call those, as they intertwine their operation, a cartel, right? You can see OPEC, oil-producing countries in the Middle East, essentially is made up of 12 countries, right? And they own 79% of the world's oil reserves at this time. And they produce 44% of the world's oil, right? So you could consider this as an oligopoly, that OPEC is an oligopoly, a few sellers controlling a huge portion of the product, right? So that's what you would consider OPEC as a oligopoly, right? There's a few sellers that could be considered a cartel, and they are owners of the majority of the reserves, the natural resource of oil in throughout the world, right? So we can get into a duopoly. In a duopoly, two competing businesses control the majority of the market sector for a particular product or service they provide, right? A business, so we can kind of think of Coke and Pepsi, right? They're kind of a duopoly, right? A business can be part of a duopoly even if it provides other services that do not fall into the market sector in question. For example, Amazon is part of the duopoly in the ebook market, but is not associated with the duopoly in its other product sectors, such as computer hardware. Right? They have cloud computing. They're not a duopoly in that, but because of their Kindle product, they are a duopoly with the other major product. So we look at Boeing and Airbus. They've been called duopoly for their command of the large passenger airplane market. Similarly, Amazon and Apple have been called a duopoly for their dominance in the e-book marketplace. While there are other companies in the business of producing passenger planes and e-books, the market share is highly concentrated between two businesses identified in the duopoly. Collusion involves an agreement between competing entities with the purpose of manipulating the market, often by inflating prices, right? So they're going to work together and inflate prices and increase their profit margins, right? That's highly illegal. That's collusion is punishable, felonies, jail time, large fines. For example, in 2012, Apple was accused of colluding with publishers to artificially inflate the price of e-books offered through the iBookstore service. The accusation included charges of conspiracy between Apple and five publishers, suggesting that pricing was fixed and created an unfair situation within the consumer market. So, it's unfair to the consumer when two businesses collude to intentionally raise prices. It's going to be a detriment to the consumer and to the overall economy, right? And you kind of back the consumer into a corner when the two largest producers or providers of a service or manufacturers of a good come together because, I want to either buy from them or them. I don't want to buy from anybody else. I'll either buy from this company or this company, right? And if they come together and say, hey, we'll raise our price by 20%, if you raise your price by 20%, and then guess who captures that extra 20%? The firm, because costs aren't going to be any different, right? They're going to still operate at the same amount of output, but they're going to raise their price, right? So let's say they raise their price 20%. The variable cost and fixed cost stay the same, but prices go up 20%, the firm will automatically retain that 20% due to the collusion and prices not increasing incrementally to the price increase.